Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the weekend forecast from the National Weather Service. For the rest of this afternoon, it will be cloudy with a high near 34 degrees. Chance precipitation is 20%. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 22. Saturday, snow likely, mainly after 3 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 33. The chance of precipitation is 60%. New snow accumulation of less than 1 inch possible. Saturday night, snow, low around 29. Chance of precipitation is 100%. New snow accumulation of 2 to 4 inches possible. And on Sunday, a 40% chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a high near 34. New snow accumulation of less than a half inch possible. And in the news, in a story shared with us from the La Crosse Tribune, more than 1.6 million Wisconsin residents on Badger Care Plus or other types of Medicaid will need to renew their coverage in the coming months to see if they still qualify, a process put on hold during the COVID-19 pandemic. Households will get letters this month or next month telling them when they will need to renew, which will happen in a staggered process between June of this year and May 2024. Additional materials will arrive 45 days before each household's renewal date to begin the process. When the pandemic started in early 2020, federal officials let people stay on Medicaid, the state federal program for people with low incomes, even if their incomes rose or they otherwise became ineligible. With the COVID-19 federal health emergency scheduled to end on May 11th, people no longer eligible for Medicaid around the country will lose coverage over the coming year. Wisconsin has seen Badger Care enrollment increase 49% since March 2020, with 1.2 million residents now in the state's main Medicaid program. An estimated 309,000 people are expected to lose coverage by June 2024, according to a report in December from the Urban Institute and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Most of those people now have incomes that exceed 100% of the federal poverty level, or 300% for pregnant women with children, the state Medicaid cutoffs that depend on family size, or they now have access to employer insurance. Many of the people losing coverage should be able to get insurance through their jobs, on the federal marketplace, or by aging into Medicare, experts say. But the state's estimated ranks of about 248,000 uninsured people is expected to grow to nearly 298,000, the Urban League report said. About 90,000 people will need to reapply for Medicaid by the end of May, and then 60,000 to 75,000 households will need to renew each month over the 12-month period, state officials said. Electronic versions of the letters going out in the coming weeks are also available at access.wi.gov, where the renewal process can be performed. Health officials urged people to make sure that the state has their current mailing address, email address, and phone number. Again, this report comes with permission for our use from the La Crosse Tribune. Beginning next Monday, the Nearly Noon News will be taking an in-depth look at the upcoming 2023 Farm Bill with a 3-day report. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.